It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The terrible towel, the good luck charm for the Steelers, is as much a part of Pittsburgh as U.S. Steel, Heinz, and Primanti's. What you may not have known is that the terrible towel was being manufactured outside of Pittsburgh. Until now, that is. I'm joined now in Studio A by Rob Brandegi. He is the co-owner of Little Earth Productions in Pittsburgh. Rob, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
You are the man, as I understand it, who has brought the terrible towel back to Pittsburgh. How have you done this?
Well, we've been an NFL licensee, and I should say a licensee of all the other major pro leagues for a number of years now. And we had been working with the Steelers developing product for stadiums, their stores, et cetera, and also to be sold around the country. And so in that relationship, we've always been talking, and it became clear probably about 6 months ago that they wanted to bring the terrible towel home. It had been made in Wisconsin for a number of years, simply because the manufacturer that made that product was based from there, and they had a nice relationship with them.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, of all places. So,
the home
of course,
of the Packers, the team that just beat the Steelers 3 years ago in the Super Bowl.
It's like rubbing salt in the wound.
Yes.
I know. And so when they decided to bring it back, and I heard about it, because in our industry it's a small community, I called them up and, if you will, I offered to throw my towel into the ring and said I would love to be the manufacturer, designer, and seller. You know, we would manage the program soup to nuts for the Steelers so that they could focus on their core business, which is winning football games. And they thought that was a great idea. They were looking for somebody locally and somebody that they had good experience with. And so it all kind of came together pretty quickly. And we're just really pleased to be, you know, supporting the Steelers and supporting the Allegheny Valley School. The actual charity itself is a fantastic charity. So it's a real nice story, a nice feel for the company, and we're just really happy.
I'm guessing that I, like many others, just assumed that the terrible towel was being manufactured here. Are you running into people that are surprised to
constantly
hear this?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's funny. People just don't really think about where things are made. If they really think about it, everyone assumes that everything in the world is made overseas. You know, they're always kind of surprised when they hear it, but then they're also kind of excited to hear that it's, you know, in fact coming back. And so these towels become, quote-unquote, terrible towels here in Pittsburgh.
And how does the terrible towel get made? How do you manufacture it?
Well, you know, you source the towel itself in all the places in the world that a towel is made. And there are typically many different places around the world where the blank towel is made. And, you know, it may come in as a gold towel or a black towel. And then you simply, you know, either print or transfer the different team logos or the quote-unquote, terrible towel itself. One of the things that people are often surprised to see when I actually kind of show them the whole spectrum is just how many terrible towels there are. There are a lot of different kind of line extensions, different kind of marketing opportunities for the terrible towel, which is really a lot of fun. You know, there's a BCA terrible towel. There's a camouflage terrible towel. There's just some really neat line extensions. And frankly, that's one of the reasons that we've also partnered with the Steelers is that our company, Little Earth, is a pretty creative company, and we typically come up with some out-of-the-box concepts. And we've got a lot of new options for the terrible towel that we're really excited about that I think are going to kind of contribute to the collectability of it and get the, you know, the fans really excited.
Now, I think most fans like the idea of the gold terrible towel. Those are you see mostly the gold towels being waved at the stadium at the Steeler games. They do come in other colors. But I'm curious as to some of the things that you might have in mind, because you're messing with a very sacred item here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're very careful to respect the culture of the Pittsburgh Steelers and, of course, ultimately the terrible towel. I mean, the terrible towel itself is probably one of the most, if not the most, iconic sports rally towels in the U.S. It's pretty incredible. I mean, you know, it came into being in 1975, and it's been going strong ever since. So we're very careful. We're very respectful of kind of the permission that it allows. What makes sense for it to be a terrible towel and what doesn't? We're also responsible for all the different products that you know, can be made as terrible products. So, for instance, we kind of quote them as terrible. Like, you know, we're going to do a terrible dad for Father's Day, and we're going to do a terrible mom for Mother's Day. There's lots of terrible fun things you can do with it, actual big towels, like bathing towels, etc. So we're going to be in charge of running the entire program, and that's a lot of potential different products. They just have to make sense, and the customer and or the fan has to see it and say, oh yeah, I love that, I would buy that.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with Rob Brandegee, who is the co-owner of Little Earth Productions, which is making the terrible towel in Pittsburgh again, as it should be. There are a number of variations of these towels. As you mentioned, you can get one that's big enough to actually dry off with when you get out of the shower. There are smaller ones. There are other terrible products. I know I've seen terrible towel gloves that are made like the football gloves that the receivers and sometimes quarterbacks wear, people at skill positions on the football field wear to get a better grip on the football. Are you looking at adding to that line?
We are. I mean, I think what we're going to do is we're going to look at all the different items and make sure that these are items that are meaningful, that fans really want. And I'm sure there'll be some items that might drop out of the line, and then there'll be some more that are added. I think at the end of the day, it's really what is most important to the Steelers, and also what supports the kind of the charity raising efforts of the Allegheny Valley School.
Which is important to mention, and you talked about the inception of the terrible towel in the mid-70s, and we should give credit to the inventor of the towel, of the concept for the towel, Myron Cope.
Absolutely.
The late, great sports commentator here in Pittsburgh who was heard on all the Steeler games, and he decided early on most, if not all, of the profits would go to charity.
Absolutely. That was one of the kind of core issues with the Steelers, is that they just wanted to make sure that we were absolutely focused on generating as much revenue as humanly possible for this charity. And it is a wonderful charity. As a matter of fact, I was just on a TV show yesterday with Dorothy, who manages that program for the Terrible Towel. And, wonderful woman, wonderful program, and getting to know them and getting to know what they do and how they provide for their residents is pretty incredible. And it just makes you feel good when you know that you are raising revenue for that. That's one of the real benefits, I think, of having the Terrible Towel for myself as an owner and for our employees. We all are very excited about that.
And you know what else feels good? Holding a terrible towel in your hand. And you have one here. It's a
Absolutely.
Gold one of the smaller ones. May I hold that?
Absolutely. Here you go.
When you seek out the material for this, do you go to the all corners of the globe to find nothing but the finest
Only
cloth.
The finest cotton fiber is used in the Terrible Towel. Yes.
Blessed by,
Yes.
An all-seeing, all-knowing.
The sports gods will smile
yes.
upon
Good.
These towels. There's
Good.
No question about it.
I can feel a seventh Super Bowl in
the,
this towel.
The good juju is in the towel itself. There's no question.
Rob Brandegee is co-owner of Little Earth Productions, which has brought the Terrible Towel back to Pittsburgh. It is, of course, always been a part of Pittsburgh, but it is being manufactured here. Thanks to Rob, and we thank you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.